Julian. Words. All over again. Divide, separate. Drop. Earlier. Happen. Instead of, in place of. Iris. Julian. Never. Notice. Often. Ordinary. Reminder. Seethe, boil. Steam. Sticky. To that. Turn into, transform. Unclear, incomprehensible. Julian. My acquaintance told me an amusing story, actually about baking. There was a time when she baked something every day. She decided to make a cake. She mixed everything together. After a time, she peeked into the oven, but steam was spilling out of the baking pan with the dough, and the dough was bubbling somehow. She took out the pan, and instead of an appetizing cake, there was some mess. It turns out that she forgot to add flour. And not even did she fill the pan with water first, but she decided to make the dough right away again. During this time, the mass in the pan turned into hard candy, which she tried for a long time to get out of the pan. This will be a reminder for us not to forget, says Mom. Are we going to be baking something? Anne asks. I am suggesting making a julienne with chicken, mushrooms and sour cream today, says Mom. I don't think we have ever made that at home, Anne remarks. You are right. But you'll like this dish. And you will make a lot even yourself. We need a chicken fillet, fresh mushrooms, hard cheese, sour cream, flour, creamy butter and olive oil, milk, and that is all, says Mom. Ordinary items. What is so special that can come from them? Thinks Anne. You will see now. I will cook the chicken meat, 250 grams, and you will slice the onion and mushrooms in the meantime. Now you need to fry the mushrooms and onion in the sunflower oil, and we will add the meat to it afterwards. You need to add salt and pepper, Mom tells. And how many mushrooms do you need? All of the mushrooms lying on the plate. Anne clarifies. No, you need 300 grams. Now I will choose some mushrooms for you. You can slice these ones. And I will melt the butter, a bit, 25 grams. And we'll add 2 tablespoons of flour. We need to fry this and dissolve it with 1/2 glass of milk. Most of all, we need sour cream, 300 grams. We add salt and pepper and bring it to a boil. Grate some cheese. There are 200 grams in this piece. On the top shelf, we have some nice little molds. Can you get them later? Mom asks. Those are molds for a julienne. The daughter asks. Yes, I bought them a long time ago, but I have never had the time to make a julienne. Now we will spread out the mixture of meat, onion and mushrooms into the molds, pour in sauce and put it into the oven that is preheated to 80 degrees for 30 minutes, Mom continues. It is so easy to cook this. Anne is surprised. Yes, and also quick. Only 45 minutes from the time you start cooking, says Mom. Questions and answers. What happens when the friend makes cake? She forgets to add flour. Have they ever made a julienne before? No, they have never made a julienne. What do you need to do first with the chicken meat? You need to cook the chicken meat first. How much cheese do you need for a julienne? For a julienne, you need 200 grams of cheese. Where are the julienne molds? Julienne molds are on the top shelf. Why has not Mom made a julienne before? Because she has no time.